7:22 on a Monday morning. Joining us now is State Senator Rich Dreheim from District 20. Senator Dreheim, thank you so much for taking a few minutes and being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
We wanted to catch up with you on just what, how the summer has gone, you know, from a legislative standpoint. What have you been up to? Are there any projects or anything going on? So I guess we can start off by just asking you how your summer has gone.
You know, it's gone well. We moved. So after 25 years being in the same house, we moved not very far, but we moved. So that's taken up quite a bit of summer. And then, of course, following my kids, I have a 13 and 16-year-old. One's doing tennis for the first time this year, and the other one's playing football.
All right. Football season's underway. Do they play? Is Madison Lake, do they have their own team, or is that one of the cooperatives?
No, they play in Cleveland. They go to Cleveland, and for tennis, they play with TCU, actually. But for football, they do have their own program.
All right.
You never know.
All right. Let's talk about the legislative standpoint. Is there really much going on? Of course, there's no session or anything, but I'm sure you have been in contact with some constituents or vice versa.
Yeah, you know, most of the summer spent, you know, just meeting with people, going to meetings. There's a couple what we call commissions that meet 12 months out of the year, and those are a House and a Senate combined meetings on particular subjects. I'm on two of those, one with water, pretty much anything and everything to do with water, which is obviously really important in Minnesota, and then the other one on housing.
Now, that water commission, as far as that goes, you know, we've had water has been a big thing this summer, really lack thereof. We've had a very dry summer for much of the part. We're bouncing back, rebounding a little bit here late in the summer. But that's from a drought standpoint, is that something you would discuss at all, options available within the Senate and the House?
Yeah, there's discussion about the effects of the drought, how bad the drought is. You know, I can't remember. I think the late 80s was the last time it was this dry in my area. And I think it probably was a little drier. You know, I think 88, 89, somewhere in there, from what I remember. And we bounced back. We were very fortunate. But it is real regional. You know, you watch the storms that will be coming in today. You know, they'll catch a wide portion of the state, but not the whole state. You know, and I know they did, I think, lift a burning ban up in Boundary Waters, which is a good thing.
Senator Rich Dreheim is with us. Senator, let's talk about what's been, what's been in the news. I don't think you've been directly involved with this, but that is, you know, the state has $250 million in extra federal spending for COVID, and they're looking at who to give that to. I think both sides at this time would like to give it to people, you know, in the front row, the first responders and people who have, you know, been on the line. But have you followed that much? Obviously, the Democrats would like to spread it out a little bit more. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, that's the big debate. You know, you spread it out too far, it isn't meaningful. You know, I kind of look at, you know, where are we in the most need to keep people in those careers? And I met with some hospital people here last week, and we're not quite critical, but we're darn close to critical on the shortage of employees for long-term care, and that blows back on their industry, because a lot of times hospitals send people to nursing homes to recover, and if the nursing homes can't take people, you know, usually on that short-term couple weeks recovery, the hospitals have to. And then that affects their ability to to have room for others. So a big issue, you know, anybody that's come up to St. Paul and met with me, they've heard me lecture about how in 2026 we're going to have this huge problem with more people retiring than entering the workforce. It'll be a statistical deficit. So right now we have a problem with finding employees, but it's not going to get any better in the next 5 years because we have so many more people retiring than entering the workforce. So statistically, the worst is going to be 2026. But, you know, right now, what do we do about it? We need people to help take care of our elderly, and there's a real shortage, and I don't know what the solution is. You know, encourage people to go into that industry. You know, we've had bills to help offset the cost of schooling to go into those fields. I personally have carried some, but I don't know what the solution is, but we're going to have a real problem. So we'll have to stay tuned and keep an eye on it.
So are there groups that you would like to see outside of the healthcare workers that may be a part of that, that $250 get some type of, I guess, refund or rebate?
You know, I'd have to look at the numbers. I'm not involved in that negotiations. But, you know, the more people you add, the less dollars that goes out. So do you want a whole bunch of people to get $40?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would have to sit and crunch the numbers and look at, obviously people that work in the hospital setting and in a nursing home setting, first responders, I think those would be my first three choices. But, you know, like I said, I'm not on the committee. I haven't heard the debate on it. And when I asked about it a couple weeks ago, from people that are on it, they hadn't come to an agreement yet.
The governor reportedly is concerned that if you do call a special, if he does call a special session to, pass this bill, whatever it is they come up with, that the Republicans might try to fire Jan Malcolm, the health commissioner. Have you been part of any conversations like that? What do you think of what she has been doing?
No, I haven't really been. I'm not on leadership. I try to just get my work done and not worry about that. I've worked with Commissioner Malcolm quite a bit. I know one of the most vocal senators pushing to maybe let her go is Senator Abler. And that really shocks me. He chairs the other Health and Human Service Area Committee, a huge advocate in that field for people with disabilities, just a super guy. And, you know, I think people should stand up and listen to him because it is unlike him to push to remove a commissioner, especially in his own field. I was disappointed in their department quite a bit over the last 2 years. Being vice chair of the Health and Human Service Committee, the other committee, that I felt that we got misled from their department, and you know that's concerning because when COVID hit, I literally was getting hundreds and hundreds of phone calls every day, people asking questions. And we're supposed to be the conduit between the people and the state. And, you know, I know originally there wasn't a lot of information and it was kind of a moving target. I get that. But as time passed and some emails came out under some data requests, it was pretty obvious that we were misled for political reasons, and that's on Commissioner Malcolm. So, if it comes up, we'll have to look at it hard. I don't think anybody wants to come back in a special session to begin with. So if we do come back, I would expect it to be short and sweet, get in and get out. We went 16 months straight, and, we're a part-time legislative body, and, we're supposed to be in and out in 4 or 5 months and, go back to our districts and hear the people.
State Senator Rich Dreheim is with us. Senator Dreheim, just one other question in that, of course, 2022 is as an election year, and we'll be electing a governor at that time, whether it be a new governor or the current one. He's going to be running for re-election. But the Republicans, there have been, 5, 6, about a half dozen or so candidates that have announced that they will be running for their party's nomination. Do you have, and several of them are senators as well, at some of your colleagues in the Senate. Is there anybody at this point that you've thrown your support behind? Are there any ones that, I guess, reflect your views like you would like to have them reflected in a governor?
Great question. I think last time I counted, there were 6. I know 3 of them quite well. You have the former majority leader, Paul Gazelka, who's currently in the Senate. And then you have Michelle Benson, who is the chair of Health and Human Service. I'm her vice chair. And then you have former Senator Scott Jensen, or Dr. Jensen. And, we sat next to each other on the floor. Our offices were next to each other for 4 years. So I know him quite well also. So I know all 3 of those, probably the best. And I really haven't heard too much from the other 3. I'm just glad that there's a bunch of people stepping up and wanting to help Minnesota and, let the process take place, let people go to caucuses, let people go out and hear them and decide who they think is the best person to help run Minnesota for the next 4 years. So I think all 3 of them would do a fine job. We've had disagreements, like any 2 senators would, on how to do something, or maybe not think that something is the best route to go to find a solution. And I think that's healthy. I think we need to be honest about that more often. Just because you belong to a party doesn't mean that you believe what everybody that is in that party says. It'll be interesting. I'm just grateful that people are stepping up and wanting to give back.
Senator Dreheim, we want to thank you so much for taking a few minutes and being with us. Enjoy your autumn, and we'll let you get back to work. Thanks again.
Yep, thank you.
Mm-hmm. State Senator Rich Dreheim from District 20. You're listening to The One, KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota. It's 735. News with a side of sports. Tim coming up.